Now we're joined by Farai Chadeya from Hotlanta. Farai, how you feeling?
I'm doing pretty good considering how much we've been driving and how tired I am.
Do you have any idea how many miles you actually covered?
Well, we covered probably about 2,000 miles. We were logging roughly 400 to 500 miles a day.
Wow, that's a good trek. Talk to me about the various people you met along the route. Anybody stand out in your mind?
Oh, my gosh, so many people. I mean, when I think of the women in Shreveport, there's something that we didn't capture on tape. The lady who is the head of the YWCA in Shreveport, Roxanne, was saying, "We are new women building a new South." And I think that there is a movement to build a new South, a South of equality, racial, gender, otherwise, and just to have hope and energy about the future. I was really struck by that.
As you moved across the country, Farai, could you actually see the cultural and social changes from state to state?
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you could see them from block to block, you know, and then sometimes you wouldn't see anything for miles, like in West Texas. It really, first of all, I'm a huge nature fan, so just seeing the lush Northern California scenery give way to the desert, give way to the vast scrubland, give way once again to the lushness of the South. But then you did see places that used to have nothing now have huge subdivisions. And America's population is growing so rapidly that in our lifetimes there may be 400 million people in this country. And so you're seeing this explosive growth all across America.
Now, Atlanta this weekend will show us a new president of the NAACP. And I know you're a political animal. As you trekked across the country, what did you see politically?
I see a lot of people who are in African-American communities trying to make sense of how to get and hold power. Cynthia Henley Jenkins was very clear that it was about time that Shreveport had its first black mayor and that, you know, it was time for the community to pull together and really not factionalize. I think that's something that's happening across the country. Also, what you're seeing is people dealing with some just very basic issues, like how do I eat in a changing globalized economy?
All right, Farai, real quick, play AAA for me. For those who are going to experience the road trip, what advice would you give them?
Take a lot longer time than we did. You know, we had a deadline, and we met it. But there were so many places that I saw along the way, Carlsbad Caverns, for one, that I just really wanted to pull over, but we couldn't. You know, so if you're going to drive across the country, try to give yourself time to enjoy it, because there's a lot out there.
All right, that's our Farai Chadeya, road weary, I'm sure, but rested and safely placed in Atlanta. Thanks for the series. It was fun.
Thanks a lot.
And you can chart Farai's progress and hear her previous reports. To do so, go to our website at npr.org.